Good day, I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with JRS Media News for Friday, February 9. Coming up, BOJ demonetization regime to come into effect next week. Linstead Hospital gets $145 million upgrade and Tax Administration Jamaica on track to surpass $200 billion collections target. The news in detail after the break.
Due to refurbishing work, the Jamaica Constabulary Force Police Records Department at 34 Duke Street will only provide limited services on Monday, February 12 and Tuesday, February 13. Regular services will resume on Thursday, February 15. Accordingly, no next-day services will be available on Friday, February 9 and Monday, February 12. Completed certificates can be collected. Normal service will be available at the regional offices in Montego Bay, Pompano Bay and Maypen. Any inconvenience caused is deeply regretted.
Now the news. Come February 15, the $1 coin will become Jamaica's lowest denomination. On that date, the 1, 10, and 25 cent coins will be demonetized. In other words, they will be taken out of circulation and can no longer be used for transactions. Vision Chief for the Banking and Market Operations Division at the Bank of Jamaica, Natalie Haynes, says the coins are being demonetized after a decrease in demand.
When we looked at the data for the period between 2005 and 2016, when we did our analysis, the demand for those coins declined significantly. For the 25 cent, that declined from 11.1% of the coins in circulation to 1.6% by 2016. And similarly, for the 10 cent, that declined from 14.2% of the coins in circulation to 2%.
Mrs. Haynes says the Bank of Jamaica still has to mint these coins, and as such, demonetizing them is cost-effective. Meanwhile, the Bank of Jamaica wishes to advise the public on the changes that will be implemented for transactions, resulting in bills with dollars and cents. Vision Chief for the Banking and Market Operations Division at the Bank of Jamaica, Natalie Haynes, says for cash transactions, the bill will be rounded up or down to the nearest dollar, depending on the amount.
So if you go to the supermarket and your bill is, say, $40.49 and you're paying by a credit card or a check, then you pay the supermarket $40.49. However, if you're using cash to pay, then that 49 cents is going to be rounded down, right? Because between the 1 cent and 49 cents, we round down to the nearest dollar. So you would give the supermarket $40 in that case. And if the transaction ends in 50 cents to 99 cents, you round up to the next dollar.
Persons are being reminded that after February 15, they can bring their 1, 10, and 25 cent coins into the Bank of Jamaica to be changed. Residents of Linstead, St. Catherine and surrounding communities are now benefiting from improved accident and emergency facilities at the Linstead Hospital. The Accident and Emergency Department, which was recently reopened, received upgrades valued at $145 million. Funding was provided by the National Health Fund, NHF. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the improvements will help bolster efforts to meet the high demand for emergency treatment and improve the quality of patient care.
The A&E department is equipped with additional waiting area, nebulization station, 6 beds in the emergency room, 10-bed observation area, 3 examination rooms, triage room, minor operations room, staff lounge, pediatric observation room. Equipment includes minor operating tables, suction machine, crash carts, defibrillators, stretchers, beds. The critical infrastructure to support the persons who will require the use of the facility.
The minister adds that the Linstead Hospital is among 8 hospitals that have had their A&E units upgraded. And Deputy President of the Upper House, Senator Obin Hill, has welcomed the news that Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is on course to exceed the $283.4 billion in collections projected for the 2017-18 fiscal year. The TAJ recently reported that it collected $207.7 billion in taxes for the April to December 2017 period, some $12 million more than the projected target of $195.7 billion.
That better-than-planned tax collection means we can borrow less and meet agreed targets with our multilateral lending partner institutions.
Senator Obin Hill was making his contribution to the State of the Nation debate in the Senate on Thursday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuri James Oyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.